This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday postponed the general election by 4 weeks to October 17th, but ruled out delaying it any further as the country tackles a new outbreak of the coronavirus. The election had been scheduled to be held on September 19th. Pressure had been mounting on Ardern to postpone the vote amid the resurgence of COVID-19 infections in its biggest city, Auckland, after the country had been free of coronavirus cases for 102 days. New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters called on Sunday for a delay to the election. The main opposition National Party also wanted a delay after they were forced to cancel campaign events due to restrictions on movement and crowds due to the pandemic. It has accused Ardern of using the crisis to shore up support. She said she had advised the Governor General of the new election date and added that she did not intend to change it again. New Zealand law requires the election be held before November 21st. South Korea counted its fourth straight day of triple-digit increases in new coronavirus cases as the government urged people to stay home and curb travel. The government had drawn up a special holiday Monday with hopes of spurring domestic consumption, but as infections in the capital region increase, Health Minister Park Geun-hye urged people to stay home and for residents in Seoul and a nearby province to avoid visiting other parts of the country for 2 weeks. Most of the 197 new cases announced Monday came from the greater capital region. Health workers have been struggling to track infections, but churches have now emerged as a major source. More than 774,000 people have died globally from COVID-19 in the United States. It's more than 170,000, and there are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S. making up more than 5.4 million, Brazil and India together nearly 6. This is VOA News.